Obviously, Sony is going to lose some of that initial business, especially outside of the U.S. and Japan, to Nintendo. And I think IBM will get a little bit of glow. It's probably a net neutral for them, but it's all good news for IBM going forward in these gaming consoles.
This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. Good news for gamers out there looking to purchase a next-gen console this upcoming holiday season. IBM announced that their Broadway chip, custom designed for Nintendo's Wii console, has been shipping to Nintendo. What does this mean for gamers? Well, some might speculate that the Wii could be ready for release sooner than the expected release date of October. I asked IDC senior industry analyst Ida Rose Sylvester whether or not this means that we could be seeing Wii's flying off the shelves sooner than expected. Ida Rose, I'm pretty sure you heard the news. IBM announced today that their Broadway chip, custom designed for Nintendo's Wii console, has been shipping to Nintendo. Now, this has got to be good news for gamers, much needed considering the recent news this week regarding Sony's PlayStation 3 being delayed in Europe.
I absolutely agree. I think we were all waiting for the Nintendo shoe to drop, hoping to hear that Nintendo would actually launch for the holidays, which I think we've confirmed now. And also that they are using technology that we all respect from some of the previous consoles that IBM and in the case of ATI have also been in as well.
Now, does Nintendo's announcement mean that we may find the Wii on store shelves maybe sooner than expected?
I think we're all hoping for a holiday delivery at this point. I think a lot of gamers have been hedging their bets, hoping to get either a Nintendo Wii or a PS3, and I think the decision between the two will now be obvious.
Yeah, we haven't heard much from Nintendo, you know, so obviously this announcement is pretty big. And Nintendo's expected to make another announcement, I think, in New York City come next week. What do you think is going to be announced then next week? You think maybe a release date or a price point will be announced?
Well, I think most importantly, they will announce a release date, and a price point will probably be attached to that, but I think when you've got the new consoles for gaming, people care a lot less about price and more about just being able to get that unit when they want it. And in the case of this time of year, they want to get it by the holiday shopping season.
Was this a strategic move by Nintendo to make this announcement days after the recent news with Sony?
Well, I think that might just be a coincidence in this case, Rio. I believe that Nintendo historically has been keeping their consoles and their handhelds close to the chest until they are ready to announce. I think they actually don't want to make the mistake that Sony did. I think they wait until the technology is ready, the technology that comes from their chip providers. I think they wait until they know they can actually hit the date they say. And I think that this is just lucky timing for Nintendo.
It seems like IBM wins in this whole ordeal. I know they developed chips for the PS3 as well as Microsoft's Xbox 360. They must have been bummed by the delay news with Sony. However, this news of the Broadway chips for the Wii being developed ahead of schedule has got to make up for it, don't you think?
Well, that is my opinion, too. I think there are some people, a fraction of the people who want a new console, who will wait for the PS3 no matter what, but obviously, Sony is going to lose some of that initial business, especially outside of the U.S. and Japan, to Nintendo. And I think IBM will get a little bit of glow. It's probably a net neutral for them, but it's all good news for IBM going forward in these gaming consoles.
I know Microsoft has been the lone player in the next-gen market for about a year. I own an Xbox 360, and I'm one of those gamers debating on whether or not to go with the Wii or the PS3. With Nintendo apparently being on schedule for its initial launch with this announcement and having such a positive buzz among gamers, as well as the press, you know, with the whole controller deal, you know, the new name, as well as the new chips. Do you think Nintendo will come out as the revenue winner in the console segment?
Well, that's a difficult question. Again, I think you've got some loyalists who want the PS3 experience. Maybe they're loyal to Sony, or maybe the right titles that they are interested in will come out on the PS3. And again, some people are interested in the features like the HD DVD player that will come with that device. On the other hand, Nintendo has really carved out a unique niche with this controller, the controller that I think will give gamers a whole new experience and will probably bring a whole new class of gamers into gaming, people who don't necessarily like the classic sit in front of the TV to play a certain kind of first-person shooter. You might get people that are more interested in really interacting with the environment, maybe good for sports games, or maybe gives them a little more reality to people who think video games are a bit too flat. So I think Nintendo all along has had a unique edge that can give them some success, at least among a certain class of gamers.
Now, with the recent bad press of Sony, with the delay in Europe and the estimated amount of consoles being released in the U.S. and Japan at launch, do you think this is a two-console race heading into the holiday season with Nintendo and Microsoft as opposed to a three-console race?
Well, not necessarily. I think that with U.S. and Japan getting their shipments of the PS3, supposedly, in time for the holiday season, that the PS3 will play very well in those two markets. And to assume that Nintendo will actually beat the PS3 is assuming that Nintendo will have no production problems and no problem getting product to the shelves in time. And since we have not seen the product yet, it's not a certainty that they will. So just from a supply perspective alone, I don't think there can be any bets made yet.
Well, we'll find out in a couple of months. I'm excited to see where this goes. I mean, this is probably one of the biggest times of the year in video game history, in my opinion. And, you know, if I had to put money on it, I'd probably go with the 360 just because they've been established in the market for a year ahead of the other two competitors. But that's just my opinion. We'll have to see, I guess.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of gamers certainly don't limit themselves to one console. And I think that might be changing because the consoles are becoming so expensive that mm-hmm. you can't really necessarily afford two back-to-back, but a lot of people still do. So I think you'll see a lot of people who have the Xbox 360 go ahead and choose another gaming platform either this Christmas or sometime next year.
On September 14th, Nintendo is expected to hold press events in Tokyo and New York City to reveal details about its Wii console. Rumors have been circulating that Nintendo may reveal a price point and a release date come September 14th. This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. For more gaming news, go to www.podtech.net.